From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Two Palestinian gunmen opened fire at a marketplace in Tel Aviv Wednesday, killing four people and wounding five. Israeli police are calling it a terrorist attack and say the gunmen used automatic weapons. Here is journalist Sivan Raviv.
It appears two terrorists made their way to Tel Aviv this evening. They presumably dined at a local restaurant in that compound. And as witnesses report, they suddenly pulled out guns from their backpacks and began shooting.
Israeli police have both shooters in custody. One is in a hospital after he was shot and wounded. They said the two gunmen are cousins from the West Bank town of Hebron. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress Wednesday.
In every sector of India's forward march, I see the U.S. as an indispensable partner.
In his speech, Mr. Modi called for a closer relationship between India and the U.S. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton told an Associated Press interviewer that her probable Republican opponent, Donald Trump, is behaving like a demagogue. She compared Trump's recent attacks on a judge, the media, and his opponents to what she called the dark moments of world history. Clinton says she phoned her Democratic rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, to congratulate him on the successes he has had in the campaign. Sanders returned home Wednesday to Vermont, where he received greetings from his supporters, but made no comment to reporters. Sanders is under mounting pressure from Democratic leaders to abandon his presidential campaign. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama said on Wednesday he hoped that divisions between Democrats would start to heal in the coming weeks. He spoke on NBC Television's The Tonight Show. This is VOA News. UN investigators accuse the Eritrean government of a quarter century of human rights violations, as we hear from Lisa Schlein.
The commissioners call Eritrea an authoritarian state with no independent judiciary, national assembly, or democratic institutions. They say crimes of enslavement, imprisonment, enforced disappearances, and other inhumane acts are committed to instill fear in the population and deter political opposition. Commission Chairman Mike Smith says violations, including torture, rape, and murder, occur in hidden places. He estimates between 300,000 and 400,000 people have been enslaved over the past 25 years. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A U.S. State Department spokesman says his department will provide a congressional panel with preliminary information about the deliberate editing of a 2013 public briefing. An exchange with a reporter on the subject of the Iran nuclear negotiations was deleted from the video but retained in a briefing transcript. The edit had raised questions about the administration's transparency on the talks. A spokesman says a preliminary response will be given to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He said a fuller response will be given in a week or so. A suicide bomber blew up his car outside a police headquarters near Turkey's border with Syria. Officials say four people were killed in the blast in the town of Midyat in Kurdish-majority Mardin province. As many as 30 people were wounded. Fighting reportedly broke out between Turkish forces and Kurdistan Workers' Party militants as the attack took place. Afghan police say insurgents abducted 47 passengers from a bus in Kunduz province in northern Afghanistan Wednesday morning. A provincial police chief says security forces rescued a few of the hostages and then began planning an operation to release them. No group has taken responsibility for the incident. It's the third mass kidnapping in the last 9 days. More than 20 people have been wounded after police in Papua New Guinea opened fire on a student protest Wednesday in the capital of Port Moresby. There are reports that at least four people have been killed. The incident occurred on the campus of the Pacific Nation's namesake university as the students were preparing to march toward Parliament to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Peter O'Neill. O'Neill is facing allegations of corruption. A protest leader says police set up roadblocks to keep the students from leaving campus, then fired tear gas on the protesters before opening fire. Officials denied news reports of any fatalities in Wednesday's protests. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.